All right, everybody, listen up. This is important.
dear members of Greg, I, with my new running mate, Quinlan's Pants, we stand for goodness and justice and Pop-Tarts and no sows, because a sow is a terrorist, and if you have a sows, the terrorists have won. And we're Greg.org needs to fall for the freedom of the world, because Greg.org is an oppressor of freedoms and rights of its people, and must be liberated by the DailyPOS.org, because we are defenders of greatness and justice, and we like to post and wheedle and oats and, you know,
Pop-Tarts
and, you know, people flailing Kermit.gif, and, you know, people deserve to have this. And as defenders of internet rights, we need to be able to supply people with Kermit.gif flailing and craziness. And these people deserve to have their Weedles and freedom of speech and freedom of Weedle, and without our 2005s coming down and telling us who's the channel owner. And these people deserve their internet rights to look at Ditto's raping EVs and the horrible expressions thereof, because that's the kind of internet that I stand for. Thank you.
Wait, Vito, I think this man deserves a round of applause.
Yes, yes, I am great.
Sound.
The mail's here!
Oh, great, thanks.
Oh, and welcome to Mail!
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Yes, it's mailbag. This week's question and sub-question have been changed to protect their identities and protect the innocent. Today, this week's question has actually been changed, and I've went online and just gotten like four or five of the main POS dudes to reply via PM a new POScast mailbag question. And the question is, your favorite Krem memories and or your parting thoughts about the man. And I got some replies from some notable people. It's just a shame that today is the one time it appears that Cannon Fodder is not online, so we will not be seeing a Cannon Fodder reply. Sadly, Spatulator is online, and thus we will get a Spatulator reply. Let's go to Saber and Blue first. I ask him, pretty much, what is your favorite Krem memory? And what's your final thoughts, man? You know, let's get some gravity from Saber and Blue. And he says, well, the one thing about Krem is that he's naturally attracted to lava. Additionally, whore voice and... Oy! Yes, oy! The sister voice from Wind Waker. That was pretty magical. Also, he goes on to say, I thought Krem was a cool guy, and I hope he finds what he needs. Don't we all? That's actually something I think word for word is what I said in the ban message that I gave the man. But yeah, I don't think I could do whore voice. I've actually tried a few times in the past couple of weeks, and I can't get that high in my voice. Like, I can't do an effeminate voice enough. I always just kind of sound really fucking bizarre. I kind of sound like fucking one side character out of a fucking John Wayne movie trying to be a woman, and it doesn't work. So that's pretty fucking talented what Krem did there. Our next reply, let's go over to it. Our next reply is going to be from Soberman. And he goes on to say, it's kind of a shame that I never really interacted with Krem all that much. I remember that my reaction to him, reaction to you promoting him as an admin was, lol, what? I never really felt terribly connected to him. I don't know, to me he was more of a site updater than cool dude to talk to. He did some kick-ass stuff, though, and I mega-walled at Chrono Trigger. And we had some good times on Osu, or Os, before he left. So yeah, TLDR, I wish I would have gotten to know him. Sadly, this is... Yeah, that... I don't think Soap... That's one of the more funny things about it, is that Soap, like, never talked to the Krem. Like, they may have meant... Oh, they may have talked in passing, but, you know, like... They never actually talked at all, and... You know, I always found that kind of funny. That, site webmaster and one of the main updaters just never spoke to each other. Ever. Ever. It's pretty fucking weird. So, like, the only memories that Soap ever made with Krem was on Os. That's fucking 4 or 5 years worth of time, and, like, they spent 2 months on Os before he left. Oh, man. And, yeah, Chrono Trigger. Our next reply is going to be from Spatulator. Yes, Spatulator. For all your spatulate needs. He says, oh, and I'm just like, and he says, haha, that was actually my favorite crime memory, I just thought it would be funny if I did it that way. Since POS is basically a collection of in-jokes, I thought it would be good to honor one from one of the greats. I think I'm the only person who never got, I guess I wasn't there for its creation. Maybe that should be a fucking mailbag question one of these times. What the fuck does "oh" mean? Like, where did it spawn from? I have the I have the entirety of the Wonder Garden logs in here somewhere. I should read those. but yeah. Fun fact: Krem actually said "oh" a lot in real life. Like, a lot in real life. Too much. Too much. Our final reply, since I could only really get, like, a couple of people who were online to actually answer this, is, from SK, from Star Kirby, and he says, honestly, I don't have anything special. He and I had some good moments, but they are far and between, sadly. But I do recognize Krem as someone important to POS. Maybe not to me. But POS is important to me. So in an indirect way, he's helped me out. I should add that I don't wish anything bad upon the guy. I hope he goes out and enjoys life and makes it what he wants it to be. Maybe he just wants to get off the net and do something with his life, and I can't blame him for it. So more power to him. I hope he's safe out there. You know? And, that's actually a pretty good reply, like, the most personal reply that I could get. And granted, this was the last moment. I, like, asked these people 5 minutes ago. The most personal reply I could get was from fucking SK on Krem. So, maybe it's ironic, maybe it's fitting, I don't know. But, I suppose I should, relate my Krem memory, which will probably take up most of this mailbag portion anyway. Let me think of something. I can only remember very few things clearly. I have very bad memory. But I remember very clearly on our road trip to Iowa. Actually, let me get a drink of water real quick so I can actually talk. On our road trip to Iowa, Krem had brought the football. And we had actually played around a little bit, you know, because Krem was heavy into his American football craze at that point. And we had done a few videos of what we did, but it was something kind of nice to the moment. Like, we were out in the middle of nowhere, we were on this road, we had no fucking idea where we were, we had no idea how to get back home, We had no idea where we were fucking going, and we came across this, like, huge gas station slash mini mart, and he's just like, let's play some football. So we pull over, and he's like, we're playing in this old ratty ass fucking field behind the little mart, and tossing the ball around and running around, and you know, I'd bought one of those old plastic suction cup dart guns. Like, goddamn, where did those go? Those were fun. It's the shit, like the ones you could find in the 80s that actually looked like real guns with just orange darts and shit. I always kind of thought of that as a pretty funny memory, you know. That, ooh, here's a really good one. I'm gonna throw out another one just so you guys get your money's worth. On the same trip, it's not recorded. We never recorded the ending to that trip, and since Krem requested that his videos go down, I took down all the videos anyway. And the description, so this will never actually probably be seen again. The trip itself. But, once we'd gotten out of the concert and we started driving back, and it got really dark because, like, obviously it was night, but the poles, like the light poles, I could probably remember the name if I weren't fucking podcasting right now, but, you know, the poles that cast light upon the road were split out, like, every half mile to a mile, so you couldn't see shit. And it was just the light of the car, pretty much. And Krem was falling asleep at the wheel, so we actually pulled over to the side of the road on this one little service road that, like, you couldn't see anything in any direction. There was no trees, there was no mountains, there was nothing. It was just fields for as long as you could see in every direction. And we had pulled over to the side of the road to sleep, and we had I specifically remember listening to music up until we pulled over, and then turning it off, and me and Krem pretty much freezing our asses off inside that car because it was like 30 degrees outside. And we pretty much just sat there and looked at the stars, and it's very gay and in retrospect highly homosexual, but fucking we just sat there, and he got like 2 hours sleep and I got like 3. But the majority of it was us just waiting till morning, like, and freezing our asses off inside the car, and, like, putting every form of anything that was in that car that was even remotely related to clothes and piling it, like, and having, like, in his uncomfortable-ass seats trying to sleep, you know. That was fucking cool, in its own way. It was pretty dumb at the time, but that's something I'll probably remember until I die. Is fucking being out in that field, like, with no other human being around besides us, and the one or two of the cars that drove past every 2 hours, and just sitting there and watching the stars, because I don't get to see that shit very often. I've lived in cities my whole life, but you go out into those fucking back countries and you see a million stars. That's just one of those moments, like, you remember. And, let's see, then we woke up and it was morning, and still freezing my tits off and shit. I had the equivalent of 3 coats wrapped around me, and I was still fucking cold, you know, and it wasn't even that cold during the day, it just got so fucking frozen at night. And then we pretty much drove home, and then I went to work the next day. Like, we got home at 7, and I went to work at 12. Woo! That was great. And that whole trip was really just one of memories. Nice little road trip. We stopped off at Iowa City in this place called the Bread Garden. Krem immediately found it and was like, "We're eating here. It's Bread Garden. It's a garden of bread." And I'm like, "How can I argue with that? It's obviously the best place to eat in this shit town." And, We went inside, and I had, like, a giant piece of chicken, and they had... I mean, it was like a grocery store slash eatery. It was pretty weird. You know, it's one of those crazy college towns out there. Anyway, you know. Anyway, that's probably one of my favorite stories. Like, I could tell a million of while that dude was out here. But, maybe I should save that for the next part. You know. The finale. Where I just kind of tell the story. Alright, moving swiftly along.
Now step back, Prometheus. We'll get rid of these humans, then go see Mother.
Ted Space.
Oh, I get it, Ted Space. Oh, I get it now. Ted Space. Okay. Alright, good job.
You didn't
Rick.
Get that until just now?
Okay.
Crap. You're supposed to be the smart one.
Okay, Ted Space. That's pretty clever, Rick. That's pretty clever. You done pulled one on me.
Got the drop on you.
Yeah, you did.